Hey, what's up, players? WWE Hall of Famer Teddy Long. I just want to endorse some of my brothers that are doing an outstanding job of podcasts. I'm talking about the First Black Champ podcast, one of the greatest podcasts of all time, and it's growing and growing each and every day. Talking about my man, J.R. Bang, and Champ from the Port. Players, you better take a listen to them, and if you don't, I'll have J.R. Bang and Champ put them in a tag team match, and it's going to be a lot of trouble.
Yes, hello and welcome live from Cloud 515. I have ascended upon thee, and it is time to talk about wrestling like nobody else in the world. So please get yourselves ready for the First Black Champ podcast, and I am still your podcast intercontinental champion, no matter the weather. Again, from the Port.
And the fact that you said Cloud 515, I almost choked on this Lockertonia and that thing. But I am JR Bang. Make sure you rate, like, subscribe, download, wherever you get your favorite podcast. Barbershop Network is the home. Follow us on everything, DFBCPOD. We are going at around, oh, shit. Okay. Got another alert, so no supposed to start again. But make sure you rate, like, subscribe. We're going to doing this at the same time as Saturday night's main event is going on. Cody Rhodes is currently going. It looks like this is supposed to be a. It looks like it's just a fight. It looks like it's just a fight going on between Cody and Jacob Fatu, who in his absence got new teeth and he lost weight.
Okay.
So I need to figure out how to do all of that, if that is the case, because he lost some weight and got new teeth, and he's right smack dab in the title picture, and he just threw somebody into a table, and he pushing folks. And he said that he went from EBT to WWE. My first question is, especially since yesterday he debuted his affiliation. So it is clear to me that Jacob Fatu is a blood. And it was already clear that all Samoans are that because,
yeah, for sure.
Like, anytime a Samoan says that their favorite team is the San Francisco 49ers, man, like, you're a blood. So yeah. Roman, the Usos.
Yeah, they are, yeah. Blood gang.
Yeah, you know, Jacob Fatu was the one that went the furthest with it because he had the fly, white coat on with nothing but red bandanas.
Oh, yeah.
Like, or have we reached a point to where now athletes in the WWE can express their affiliations?
I don't think. Hey, no. Hey, would this be more corporate than ever? I don't see them being able to express their affiliation any greater. I just think that everybody's scared to tell Jacob something right now.
Yeah, dude, I can see Michael Hayes and Road Dogg right now. Hey, man, hey.
Like, bro, and Road Dogg,
is probably the one that knows. Like, you know what? Do what you gotta do, man. It's gonna come across good on the TV, you know.
Right, you know what I'm saying. I'm on your team, bro. I'm on your side.
Hey, on your side. But as we talking about, Saturday night's main event is going on at the same time as we recording. Cody Rhodes and Jacob Fatu going at it. The reason why they're going at it is because, hold on, because we haven't potted since this happened. So I gotta go ahead and hit the alert.
We had mad. Mad FBC pilot was right stuff happening.
Yeah. Hey, man. Drew McIntyre is your new. Wait a minute. Hold on. Oh, Drew out there. Okay. You feel like it's a triple threat coming. at the Royal Rumble or something, because now Drew out there like, hey, I'm going to beat your ass too. But Drew McIntyre defeated Cody Rhodes for the Undisputed Championship, and right now he is powerbombing Cody Rhodes onto a table. So Cody Rhodes is powerbombed to a table. Cody Rhodes threw Jacob Fatu through a table. So it feels like to me, at the Royal Rumble, would not be surprised to see Cody versus Jacob versus Drew for the Undisputed Championship, which means that Cody cannot win the Royal Rumble. That means Jacob Fatu won't be in the Royal Rumble. So we'll see what happens with that, because that comes up in, I think, was that 2 weeks in Saudi Arabia. I'm actually going to ask a question that I put towards the end of the show now, seeing that there could be a possibility that Jacob Fatu is not in the Royal Rumble. Should the next winner of the Royal Rumble be a vet that is already made, or should they make somebody?
Well, it's definitely time to make somebody, for sure. Because I don't even, even though I don't think Cody needs to be made, the fact that he's a two-time Royal Rumble winner, it really does mean something as far as just like where wrestling is right now today. But so I think, and I do think somebody younger needs that more than the vet does right now.
See, the reason why I asked that question is because we've had Cody Rhodes win two Royal Rumbles in a row. Mm-hmm. Then we had Jey Uso win last year. We saw what happened with that. I don't have like the winners in front of me, but I can't remember the last time somebody was made as a winner in a Royal Rumble. But when you have Bron Breakker, you have Trick Williams, when you have some of these younger cats coming, when you Obafemi, a lot of people are very high on Obafemi and wondering, could he break through during the, like, I'm wondering if we now need, especially with the, I don't want to say changing of the guard, because folks are still out here, but at least trying to bring new people up here. I'm wondering, is it time to get back to a Royal Rumble winner that is made, and is Jey Uso's win going to hurt that, because we see what happened after that?
Man, I think to answer all those at the same time, I think for me, new is always the way to go when it comes to the Royal Rumble. Unless, because even when, like, you know, as you go through the Attitude Era, early Ruthless Aggression, it's like, yeah, the names you expected to won, but as you get into it, as they're ascending to who they are, those are the moments that they're making them. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, Austin is Austin, but when he won the Royal Rumble, and now you know he won the WrestleMania, like, That meant something. And I think with, like, Cody wins, you get out of that. I think the Jey Uso win kind of solidified everything that he did the years prior. And for the moniker main event Jey Uso, and to really, like, paint this picture. And did it make him? No, because now he's back as the tag team champ with his brother. Right. But at the same time, it's like, that's a hell of a moment for him. And it did end with them getting the title. So, you know, I'm kind of on the, it's hard to say don't make you, even if the make ain't long enough to run the torch down to the block, you know?
Yeah, so like Jey Uso elevated, Cody Rhodes won back-to-back, Brock Lesnar didn't need it. Yeah. Edge was a great moment. Drew McIntyre. Right. I think that made Drew McIntyre. The Royal Rumble made Drew McIntyre.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it made Seth Rollins, because Seth Rollins was already made, but did it elevate him? I would say that it elevated him. Yeah. Shinsuke Nakamura is one that I would throw out there and say, all right, elevated. Randy, Triple H, Roman Reigns, Batista, John Cena, Sheamus. Alberto Del Rio and Edge again rounds out the 2010s.
Yeah.
The 2010s till now.
The Alberto was big for me.
It was big for both of us.
You know what I'm saying? Even Del Rio, I think.
We was lit. That was the 40-man Rumble. On that one as well. Now, going to the championship, on that Jan 9th SmackDown, said Drew McIntyre won. But CM Punk defeated Bron Breakker.
Mm-hmm.
Did they make the right move on the champions that won? Should Drew have won? Should Bron Breakker had won? Or did the WWE get it right?
The WWE got it right because, hey, this was literally our, I think my and our predictions. I think these were like first black champ predictions won. So they definitely got it right. However, I do not like the way the Punk Breaker match ended. It kind of killed, to me, it kind of killed two of his promos. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I think Bron really cut hell of a promos that last 2 weeks. So for the match to kind of break down like that, where he literally needed all the help and still lost, I didn't like that. That fell out of character based on what he was giving us leading up to that match.
Yeah, I said on the show that I thought that CM Punk was going to lose by disqualification, like that Bron Breakker was going to lose by disqualification or some shit like that. Just some shot in the dark, especially if you watch the episode of Unreal. It's like, man, maybe it's just a shot in the dark that just leads to some shit or whatever. That didn't necessarily happen. Man, I don't know if they got it right with the CM Punk shit. Now, no. CM Punk and Finn Balor had a great match last week on Raw. But I think what you said was on point. Like, with the promos and everything that Bron was getting off, I wouldn't have minded seeing him win and elevate the Vision because I'm still iffy on the Vision. Sure. I saw somebody on Twitter say something about Austin Theory taking the pin in a match that they had on Monday. And as I said on this show, and I'll say it here, Austin Theory is on the Vision to take the pin.
Yeah.
That's what he's there for. He's not there to be the Intercontinental Champion. He's there to possibly be a tag team champion with Bronson Reed, but Bronson Reed is the lead. But outside of that, Austin Theory is there to take the pin. It's still a situation where I'm like, why is Buddy Ass here?
Yeah. Talk about somebody not elevated from a situation, mate.
I forgot that he lost to Pat McAfee at WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that I forgot that he lost to Pat McAfee, and I also forgot that he wrestled Pat McAfee, says a lot to me about Austin Theory and what they have done with Austin Theory and why Austin Theory don't belong in the Vision.
Yeah.
Going to that Finn Balor fight, though, they brought his old music back. He was hitting us with the shit and everything, you know, in the home time for Ireland. Is it about time for On the Finn Balor to clearly be in the main event section of Raw or SmackDown?
It is, but speaking of all of this, tying this all together, I don't understand how you can elevate him at this point. Like, he's, but it's like they don't treat him like a mid-carder, but they don't treat him like the main event either. It's weird. It's almost like anytime you give Finn Balor a world title match, it makes sense. But at the same time, do you get a better reaction if he wins or loses? I literally don't know anymore. It's almost like I just expected a great title match, but Finn Balor to lose. But then if he won, would that really be as great as it's supposed to be? That makes sense.
I think if there was somebody that ever had an injury affected their standing, is when Finn Balor won the Universal Championship and had to drop it because his shoulder was out of place.
Yeah. Literally 24 hours as the champ. And all he did was hold it up when he won and held it up when he had to give it away.
Like, Finn Balor, to me, should be in a bigger spot. I don't even want to say the main event is crowded.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the way that the company seems to be going, they're giving a little bit of length pause to championship reigns. And if you're not playing hot potato with the belt, Finn Balor don't belong in the conversation.
Okay.
If we giving people 3 to 5 month reigns, Finn Balor can be in the conversation. He could be the Chris Jericho of this shit.
Yeah.
For all we care. Mm-hmm. And we still haven't gotten the Chris Jericho appearance. I have a guarantee that I will throw out now so I won't forget.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope I'm wrong. Whether it is the Royal Rumble or whether it's an episode of Raw SmackDown, Chris Jericho is going to debut with Powerhouse Hobbs as his muscle. If you're not aware, Powerhouse Hobbs has signed a deal with the WWE. Reportedly, allegedly, he will go by Royce Keys. I actually like that name, Royce Keys.
Yeah, Royce Keys.
Man, I feel like they going to give him the Mr. Hughes treatment. Chris Jericho going to come in. And people going to be, Chris Jericho's going to pick him an opponent. And he's going to give a Chris Jericho-like promo. But in this case right here, the muscle going to come. And he going to put in work. And they're going to be like, yo, who is that? Is that Royce Keys? All right, it's Powerhouse Hobbs, man. But I know what y'all doing. I don't want that for him.
Okay.
However, if there was a spot to do that for, am I wrong in thinking that Powerhouse Hobbs being Chris Jericho's muscle would be a decent debut for Powerhouse Hobbs Royce Keys?
I don't know, man. It's rough because it's Chris Jericho. And Chris Jericho is so used to making moments for himself versus making moments for others. Like, you know, like I think that kind of speaks to his AEW run to me. It was like, Chris Jericho makes a moment, but I don't think nobody benefits more than Chris Jericho. Like even The Rock benefits from Chris Jericho, because like he's had plenty of roast, as they say, but everybody goes back to the Y2J one and then how that kind of became the thing that he had to do. But it's because it happened to Chris Jericho. So I don't know, especially a black wrestler. I don't know. I mean, I'm sorry. No.
But you also know the reason why I'm saying that.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like that would, you know, that's some shit they'll do.
Yeah. So I can hope being wrong.
But Chris Jericho in his mid-50s, man. Like, this is why I don't like this retirement tour shit.
Okay. Yeah.
This is also part of the reason why I don't like this retirement tour shit. Because for Chris Jericho, he 50, mid-50s, fam.
Mm-hmm.
You might need Royce Keys, G. Like, you might need Royce Keys to be your muscle, powerbomb somebody so I can go ahead and get this win.
Yeah, now if you're going to do that, then have him wrestle for him. Now, that would help. Him having him there, but like, because like, you know, Mr. Hughes never really beat anybody for the man. He was just kind of taking the hit or helping the hit for the man. Now, Jericho wanted to do something where, like, no, I'm not going to wrestle you, you stupid idiot. And then He let dude, and then yeah, now that might help. That might.
And that way you give Royce over as a monster heel. Chris Jericho has been good with these types. Chris Jericho and the Big Show, Jericho. That's all I'm thinking. Let me, because the match has started, so let me go ahead and hit this music real quick. Do we care about Io Sky and Rhea Ripley versus Roxanne Perez and Liv Morgan, who's currently wrestling right now on Saturday Night's Main Event?
I'm gonna say yes, but only because I feel that Liv Morgan is the biggest star of that four right now. Like I think she's gotten a lot of just elevation from just being out, and I was like, wow, people really love her because she's back. So I'm gonna say we do care. Because all eyes seem to be on Liv Morgan.
I kind of care. Kind of. Because yeah. I want to see if they eventually turn Liv Morgan heel. And she gets she gets kicked out by Raquel Rodriguez, who in whooping the shit out of Stephanie Vaquer for like 3 weeks. I care more about her now.
For sure.
Did not care about the other women in the Judgment Day.
Yeah.
She's where we wanted her to be. Raquel Rodriguez is where we need her to be.
Mm-hmm.
And she knows she's the biggest woman in Judgment Day. She's probably the strongest woman on the Raw roster. Mm-hmm. She's where we need her to be.
Yeah, facts. Facts.
And that's kind of why I don't care about this match. Because she ain't in it.
Yeah, now she is the most important woman on Raw right now. Raquel Rodriguez is absolutely the most important woman on Raw because of what she's been doing the last few weeks.
Who you think will win this match that is currently going on right now, though? You think they're going to go ahead and let Rio is what they're calling them, become or continue to be the tag team champions? Or could we see the Judgment Day women defeat them and get the belt?
I absolutely do think Liv and Roxanne are going to win, because if she don't win, that means it's got to be Liv and Big Mommy Cool for the belt, because homegirl winning that title. Raquel's winning that title.
She got to.
Yeah. And the only thing to keep Liv away from that is winning the tag team title. So they're like, oh, we got all the gold. We got all the women gold. Or, well, almost, because it's a mid-card title now. I forget. Yeah. I forgot.
So moving on, there was a slate of matches to determine a match for a fatal four-way for the number one contender spot for the Undisputed, the WWE World Championship.
Okay.
The Undisputed. Look at me. See, this is what happens when you have all these world championships. Randy Orton defeated The Miz to get to the match. Yeah. We clearly know that was the right thing to do.
Yeah, for sure.
Trick Williams defeated Matt Cardona. We know that was the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Damian Priest defeated Solo Sikoa. Okay. Feel like that was the right thing to do.
For sure.
And Sami Zayn defeated Dragunov.
Wow.
Was that the right thing to do?
You know what? Yeah. To prove my guarantee. But not one of my predictions for this year. It's good for that, because they're trying to put Sami Zayn in this match, and he's not the hottest wrestler in that match. Like, I don't think he's even the second hottest right now in that match. So that's a hell of a heat check for him. He's not going to win this match.
The pop that Trick Williams has gotten, Randy Orton is always Randy Orton.
Mm-hmm.
Damian Priest already has defeated Drew McIntyre in a feud.
Mm-hmm.
And now going back to what I said earlier, it can't be Cody Rhodes and Jacob Fatu versus Drew McIntyre in the fatal one, the three-way, because the winner of this match gets the title shot.
Mm-hmm.
Who wins the title shot tonight? Randy Orton, Trick Williams, Damian Priest, Sami Zayn. Who you think will win and who you think should win?
For the title shot, because I think it's time. Like it's a good time for the moment and the loss. Trick Williams. You know, I say Trick Williams wins because him losing to the world champ on the brand, that doesn't hurt him at all. Cause they'll be like, oh man, you know, he came from NXT. His first match he had three matches and they were either against the champ or with a former world champ or the champ. You know what I mean? Like, so he could literally lose out and be fine. Everybody else, I feel like they would have to win. And I wouldn't be happy of that for Drew McIntyre. Yeah. I wouldn't want that for him.
I think that Damian Priest is going to win.
Because
you could play off the match that they had, the last match that they had, which was the Hell in the Cell, that Damian Priest has gotten the better of Drew McIntyre.
Mm.
And then boom, boom, boom. I think Trick Williams should win, though.
What do you want?
The only thing is that Trick Williams is a heel, functioning as a heel right now. But you can easily turn him into a face with what's going on.
Yeah.
And I do agree with you. It would be, except it's going to sound disrespectful what I'm about to say. I don't mean this with no disrespect at all. But this will also be the Hardcore Holly Royal Rumble championship match. So to speak.
I got you.
Like, in the grand scheme of things, shit, Hardcore Holly had a world championship title match at the Royal Rumble?
No, not at all. Not even that super heavyweight.
All because of that long back scar and what Brock Lesnar did. Like, we knew goddamn well that Hardcore Holly was not beating Brock Lesnar in a world title match.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was when people stopped caring about world title matches at the Royal Rumble.
Like,
we just trotting out Bob Hardcore Holly. Like, y'all, wow.
It's like, man, so this is really like elevated jobber matches at this point.
Basically. But rumor has it, Drew McIntyre will go into WrestleMania as the world champion.
That's it. I love it. That's how it should be.
So I'll ask this question, because I have not did my Royal Rumble power rankings as often, because we haven't recorded. So I will say as of right now, I'm going to pick Jacob Fatu as my winner for the Royal Rumble. We'll see what happens next week. It might change. But do you think there's a chance for Sami Zayn to win the Royal Rumble in Saudi Arabia?
Oh, shit. I didn't think about that. I did not think about that. Wow. I think you just predicted what's going to happen now. I don't even want to go against that. But I have to. Only because this sticks to one of my long-term guarantees, but wow. Hey, look, everything I said about who may be falling off this year and it being Sami Zayn, that was my pick. Him winning the Royal Rumble and getting to WrestleMania would be a hell of a determining factor in how right or wrong I am about how that's going to go. With that being said, I don't think we care that much about Sami Zayn winning the Royal Rumble and getting that chance at WrestleMania, because he kind of did that just with the Intercontinental title. Like, Sami Zayn and Gunther almost made that feel like it was the World Heavyweight title. I don't think Sami Zayn winning the Royal Rumble can do that with CM Punk or Drew McIntyre. I just don't see it like that.
I don't see it either. But as Big Mommy Cool pops out, here's the but to that. If the question has been, or that I brought up on the show, making somebody who wins the Royal Rumble, this puts Sami Zayn into rarefied air. And it makes him a sentimental favorite. And not only that, if he were to win, by God, the underdog story that the WWE can do. Your favorite Rocky movie is Rocky III, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Then we have Rocky IV. Universally, people name those two as the best or their favorite Rocky movies. In Rocky III, Clubber Lang beats his ass, wins the title, got to get it back. Rocky IV is the ultimate underdog story. And when you look at the second bout between Rocky and Clubber Lang, Rocky was the underdog because he didn't have the the tiger.
Yeah.
Sami Zayn could be Rocky 3 and 4 on steroids. He would come in as the underdog, like Rocky did Drago. But also, does he have the eye of the tiger? Can Sami Zayn turn it on and really be the person he needs to be in order to win the championship? Something to think about if Sami Zayn wins, because he will get elevated if he wins.
Yeah.
Make no mistake about that. Okay. And if it's somebody who needs it, it's Sami Zayn. Because also for me, if he don't win it now, when he gonna win it?
Oh, he's not.
So you can even break this down as a Drew McIntyre saying, because I saw a stat that said that Sami Zayn ain't never beat Drew McIntyre. In 11 matches, they got him 0-11 against Drew McIntyre. Fam, you ain't never beat me, fam. This is easy work. You should have picked CM Punk. Probably had an easier time with CM Punk, but you know me, so you think you could get it. But nah, Jack, you ain't winning this shit. Did Paul tell you was going to win? I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Until then, because I ain't used this in a while, until then, it's...
Bully! And if you think I haven't been in a fight before, you're wrong, Adam. I'm short, I'm bald, I can't get any hoes, I've been fighting my entire life. You can get...
That's Sami Zayn. And that's going to be him forever. And until then, he's going to have to break what?
Accusations.
These are not accusations. This is
false accusations.
And he's going to have to break the accusations. And I don't think that Sami Zayn, if Finn Balor is not in the pocket to get this joint, then Sami Zayn need to sit his ass down and decide which mid-card championship he want. The Intercontinental or the United States Championship.
Yeah. Hey.
That's my thought about that. But Io Sky and Rhea Ripley did defeat Liv Morgan and Roxanne Perez, even though they had help with Big Mommy Cool, but Stephanie Vaquer limped her ass down there and got involved as well. So we'll see what happens. Feel like a six-woman match will be coming, and I, for one, don't mind that for more than one reason. Man, actually, we ran through this shit.
Hey.
So, with that being said, we still got Do We Care, though.
Let's do it.
All right, so as I mentioned, Powerhouse Hobbs is signed with the WWE.
Mm-hmm.
He's done with AEW. His new name is reportedly, allegedly, going to be Royce Keyes.
His music better be hard.
Oh, it better. And at some point, they're going to drop the Royce and he's going to be Keyes.
Because
we know what the WWE does.
Right.
Do we care about Powerhouse Hobbs, Royce Keyes coming to the WWE?
I don't think we care. Unless you are looking for a rewind of like what Batista's career was in some aspects. If you want to see that type of wrestler, like, get into the system and what will they do with it, I think, because it's a cool story, you know what I'm saying, that kind of evolves, like, will you be strictly the muscle guy, or will you go on to be in the tag team, will you have great solo matches, like, and then what, like, you get to that next level, or are you a mid-card dude that just beat up the Intercontinental Champion, but never for the title, like, you know, who are you? So, you could care, but we won't know until we see what's actually going to happen with it.
Well, if I kind of don't hope my Powerhouse High prediction don't happen, but we need more monster heels. We need more people that's just there to whoop your ass. Mm-hmm. They're very high reportedly on Powerhouse Hobbs. He's not necessarily my favorite, but I'm all for black excellence. So we'll see what happens. I might have to hit Jonathan Hood because I know he's a Powerhouse Hobbs fan. Mm-hmm. As long as they didn't name him Bearcat Hobbs, I was straight.
Bearcat Hobbs.
Speaking of that, a little extra with this. If I'm Keith Lee, how am I feeling right now? Other than just staying healthy.
Man. You know, you just kind of got to, like, I think you just got to just deal with it. You know, it's like, hey, you know what? I made the decision I wanted, man. And no guarantees in life. It's like, hey, I made the decision. This is what I want to do. Maybe I was wrong on that shit.
Like, look, I just pray my man healthy and shit. But when I see Gunther and I see Powerhouse Hobbs, I'm like, damn, Keith Lee could have been world champion right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Gunther has now been labeled the career killer. And he wants to add another head on the mantle as he go against AJ Styles at Royal Rumble. But AJ has to put his career on the line. Do we care about this?
So, if you were not a smart wrestling fan, then yes. But if you are a smart wrestling fan, just know not to be at the Royal Rumble against Gunther. Like, that's not the end. I don't, that would be super remedial. You'd be killing everything that's even you felt you could market it and make money off of. So I think this is more about like the moniker, but it's going to result in, it's not going to result in another career being taken just like that. Like, no, like this is more like when T.I. called himself the King of the South, and then Lil Flip said, no, Scarface is. And then he like flew to Houston and punched him in the face. Like, that's, this is kind of what that is to me.
If AJ Styles loses, his career is over with, and I don't think that the AJ Styles retirement tour is going to happen like this.
Yeah.
But then it's Gunther. And it's like, you don't want Gunther to lose. So I wonder what chicanery is going to happen at the Royal Rumble between these two.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't foresee this match ending clean.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I can see that.
I just don't foresee that. The MFTs are the new tag team champions.
Motherfucking team, gosh.
Motherfucking team is new tag team champion solo. And it looks like Tama will be holding it, but free bird rules. You never know what that might look like. Do we care that the MFTs are the new tag team champs?
No, not really. But hey, maybe they could turn it around with a nice reign. Maybe. But right now, I don't care about none of that shit they're doing right there.
I don't care either. Last and certainly not least, Becky Lynch retained the Intercontinental Championship, and Natty Neidhart turned heel. Beat the shit out of Maxxine Dupri after putting Becky Lynch's leg on the rope and enabling Becky to come back, hit the pump, the manhandle slam. Maxxine was like, damn, fam, what the fuck? Do we care about Natty turning heel and a meaner, nastier version of Natty coming out?
We care if Maxxine Dupri becomes the star that they need her to become from it. And I think that's what this is supposed to be for me. Obviously, that match sequence, that didn't end so well. And the internet was letting people have it about that. But more importantly, man, Natty being the character, it's like, you can care about that. But this is more about who will Maxxine Dupri be when this feud is over. So I think you have to decide if you care or not in that regard.
I don't care about Natty turning heel. This new character is what I care about.
Okay.
This MMA, I'll whoop your ass version of Natty, I like that.
Mm.
I'm going to say something that I didn't think that I was going to say about Maxxine Dupri. I think in this Becky Lynch feud, she's way better than I thought she was going to be.
Sure.
I feel like her star power has longevity. And she could be the anti-Chelsea Green.
Mm.
And what I mean by that is, as far as character goes,
I think
Chelsea Green's character is meant to put people over, but still be good.
Mm-hmm.
I think Maxxine Dupri is meant to put people up and still over and still be good.
Mm-hmm.
But I also believe that people don't see them as world champions. And that's why I disagree with them.
Mm-hmm.
I just watch Unreal.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, Chelsea Green is probably top three women in the WWE because she knows her place.
Mm. Okay. No matter that.
But she doesn't take herself seriously enough to demand a world championship slot. And for me, you need more women like that.
Yeah.
You need more women like that. Because Chelsea Green, to me, does more with less than anybody on the roster, probably male or female.
I get that. And that also helps the division. It's like, because if every feud that matters is only for the titles, then you don't really have a division. You just have people competing for championships. That's it.
Exactly. Outside of that, AJ Styles is going up against Shinsuke Nakamura right now, reliving their old New Japan Pro Wrestling rivalry. AJ Styles is going to win this match. I mean, Shinsuke Nakamura takes great pictures. So that's why I'll say there. I haven't done this in a while. I've already told y'all that the Royal Rumble right now, my pick is Jacob Fatu to win it all. That might change next week. We do have our predictions that we have to do for the Royal Rumble, and that's going to happen next week too. You mentioned that you feel like it should be somebody getting put over for the Royal Rumble. Mm-hmm. If you were to give me those top three people that you feel like will blow up if they win the Royal Rumble, they'll be elevated if they win the Royal Rumble, who would be those three?
You know, three, based on what we've been talking about, Finn Balor, for sure. I think a Royal Rumble win for Finn Balor would be extremely incredible in painting him in the main event status. Because of location and what you said earlier, Sami Zayn would be big, man. It would be big. And because I have to stick to my script of one of my long-term guarantees and my top selection still, because of the loss, I gotta go with Bron Breakker. There's still another place for him to go. Like, don't get me wrong, he right now, but there's another gear to hit, you know, like, if that WrestleMania Night 1 poster go up and there's four or five faces on it, that mean that he not doing, that he's not at the level they need him to be. Like, that the poster should just be him and CM Punk, and that should be enough. That should be as advertised, and I don't know if he's reached that level yet. So a win for him would do that for him, to me, I think.
If you were to do that, number three would be Oba Femi. And I think they helped kick that off with Saturday Night's main event and Drew McIntyre getting involved in the match. Mm-hmm. Number two would be Trick Williams for various reasons. My number one, I'm with you, Bron Breakker. I don't think Bron Breakker's going to win a Royal Rumble. But I do think that him and Jacob Fatu will be battling it out for the most people thrown over that rope. But yeah, we'll see what happens from there. With that being said, man, look, it has been a great show. We're going to continue to watch Saturday Night's main event, as right now Shinsuke and AJ Styles is wrestling. We'll see who will be the number one contender, and we'll be facing Drew McIntyre at the Royal Rumble in Saudi Arabia. And we will be getting ready for the Royal Rumble. So pass it on over to Camp for the Port to close us out.
Man, we appreciate y'all for checking out. So, of course, the podcast, everything that you do to contribute to the community is greatly appreciated and respected in ways that I hope feel immeasurable. Okay. And hey, we will be back real soon to talk about wrestling like nobody else in the world. So, man, you always know if you ever want to talk about wrestling in an unconventional way, you do so by checking out the First Black Champ Podcast. It's The Pick with the VP, DOC, and we are out. Fuck Johnny Wrestling.
And fuck Ice.
All right.